Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The DH, Chip Hale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Terry Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave McCarty. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eddie Guardado. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Keith Miller. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, David Cohn. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Mack. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Mack steals second. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to home to get Mack. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Puckett. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McCray hits a pop-up towards the mound. Guardado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McCarty. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McCarty hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mack is one for one in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball four. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Mack steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Miller. The throw from Harper and he is out, Knobloch applying the tag. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCray is 0 for 1 in the game. McCray hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to third. Hale moves to second. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears strikes out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knobloch scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a pop-up into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gaetti strikes out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarty strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Guardado fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. McCarty fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on McCarty. Gagne moves to third. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Twins. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mac, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's Twins, 2, Royals, 2. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gaetti strikes out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks scores. Lind moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Lynn scores. Gagne goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Felix Jose now playing right field. Kevin McReynolds now playing left field. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen strikes out. 2 outs. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McCarty is 0 for 3 in the game. McCarty hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hartley now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 3 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Joyner. The throw from Harper to Knobloch and they have Joyner trapped. The throw over to Harbeck, who applies the tag for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 3 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.